involved on the base, but 10 lines down from the bottom, Popoli.
Strong peppers. Is of Sheshis Omar Shakel. You make a shakel of heated raw. Rova Loma Loiklum, that's what we pass, it's not edible. It's a sharp red pepper. It's not edible, you don't make any broker on it. So the Morva Yoz the Rova the time, the Rova goes according to this time. The Omar Rova, Kaf Topoli Biyomi de Kippure. If somebody chews this pepper on Yom Kippur, which also teeth, and if you eat Yechayv Koris, it's potter, your potter on Yom Kippur. Why? Because it's not called an achila. Just like you don't make a bracha on it, you put it on Yom Kippur. Trashi cost to poly wash and cold over shodam oichel. Shalai kedarkri. Anything eat that's not normally eaten is mikri kisitsa. That's a lush like you're chewing it, hard chewing it. So this red hot pepper, it's not edible. Normally, it's you don't make a bracha and put it Rashi mikoris. If you eat it on Yom Kippur, that's not called an achila, so you put it. Who adin kas zangvili? That's ginger. If you eat raw ginger, is also biyom tikkipur yon yom kippur is also potter from chorus. Why? Because it's not edible ruah. For the more meisva avakash on you, for your meyer oimer mi mash mashenema. The Torah, the pasuk says in the Torah, the oraltem orlo seyes piria. It means the payers give off first 3 years the orlo. Is any yodeya sheitz meichel? Don't I know that from the tree you could eat from the tree? El matamad loyma eitz meichel. Why does the pasuk say? Orla is nageya to fruits of a tree that you could eat. Is lahavi eitz shetan eitz of a period of shava. There are certain trees that even the bark of the tree also tastes the same way the pre tastes. The yezer, what type of a tree does the bark of the tree taste the same way the pears taste? Zeh apopolim, that's our pepper. Pepper and the tree, vice versa, both are edible. Both very strong. There's a lambda chof, and here we learn this postik, shal pepolin chayov and borla. Eshchen that there's an issa orla on pepper. So the first 3 years the tree is growing, you're not allowed to eat the fruits. Well, the land of also shein ha'atisol chaser klum. Ha'atisol is not missing anything. Everything it has. It even has pepper. Shenemar eretz ha'shaleva maskenes teichal bolechem. You won't eat like scarcely bread. Le'sech sakolba. You won't be missing anything. So I call upon you if the pasuk is mishabeich eretz yisrael has a topol mash mitzedible. And if it's mechayiv and orla also it's mash mitzapri. It's edible. So we're saying now, papaya and pepper is not edible. You don't make a bracha. You put on Yom Kippur. And here it says, it's chayiv and oral mash called the pre. Now, the Gemara Lakasha. Hor b'tivosa, hor b'yaveshta. When it's, b'tivosa means when it's still wet, when it's ripe, when it's a young yet, then it's edible. Hor b'yaveshta, if you let it stay and it gets dried up, then it's not edible. Then it's too strong, then you can't eat it. But when it's soft, then you can eat it. I tell you, it says, b'tivosa, when it's still wet, to go and then you make a bar for your dhamma on this ginger or on this pepper. So that's the chilek. When the pepper is dried out, it's not edible, it'll burn you, then you don't make a bracha and you put it in Yom Kippur. But when it's still young and wet, then it's a pre, and you make a bracha on it, and then it's chayiv and orla. Amri le rabbanan l'mreima. What did you say before? That if you eat ginger on Yom Kippur, you potter, because it's not called an achila. For the Mark Asher, V'omar Rova, Hai himlasa the Asya Mivei Handuya. It's this himlasa, a type of a tafsho that has ginger in it, that comes from the India, but then the India comes from. So you get this ginger that comes from India, you should know, Sharya, you're allowed to eat it. And Rashi explains there's no list of bishalakam on it. So see, on the Vorchin Aleha Bora Priyadama, and you do make a bracha on it. So how could you say you eat raw ginger on Yom Kippur, your potter? Because it's not edible, it's not called anything. Here we see you're supposed to make a Bora Priyadama on raw ginger. And the Gemara the same thing with Lakasha. When ginger is still a little bit young and wet, then it's edible, you make a Bora Priyadama. When it gets dried out already, then it's not edible, and you don't make a bracha on your potter on Yom Kippur. Trashi, Himlasa, Litrisim Balad, Sharyam. You don't have to be afraid that some Indians have cooked it up and they're goyim. So the mal bishul akum is also a teretz is, because this is nechal kamei shuchai. You could eat it raw. Any fruit that you could eat raw, there's no issue of bishul akum. Even if a goyim cooked it, you're allowed to eat it. But loy mishum giyul nochim. You don't have to be afraid that they cooked it in their pots and maybe it has treifus in it. Because usually the klal is a pot is ain't a b'nei yoimon and it doesn't have its mutter. Hinduya Zatrashi Kushim. So that's the teretz of both pepper and both the ginger. That when it's dried out, it's not edible. When it's wet, it's edible. So the Gemara, Chovetz Kederim. Chovetz Kederim is a type of a cereal. Trashi Chovetz Kederim, min Michael Kofa, your thick Michael, thick food, kemoi cholov, shechavtsu of the kefla, just like you make cottage cheese, you make cheese. Kain oyster Michael Kofa, the Kederim, the Kama Forish Law, that explains what is this Chavitz have. It has kimcha, has a lot of flour inside it, the dubsha and honey, or mishkan, you put oil in it, the korale avrushti. So Kit said ingredients is flour, honey, and oil. That's what this Chovetz Keder is. So the Gemara v'chein daisa. Daisa is like trashi daisa shochitim. That's wheat. Kitushim b'machteshes. You already chopped up the wheat. It's type of a cereal, like farina. You eat cereal. And what bracha do you make on it? We have yudiron shakul yibdvoro. You only make a bracha shakul on it. We have Khan Omar of Kana says no, bori minim zaynis. That's how we paskin, we'll soon see why. So the Gemara. The dice are great if you only have cereal made out of the wheat. So pshita, kuli amalei pligi de barmi mezainis. Avad, you make a barmi mezainis out of it. You crushed up the wheat. And it's a tafshul, it's like cereal now. You make a barmi mezainis on it. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes? The dice are when you have this cereal, kain chavetz kedera. When you have like a chavetz kedera, means there are more ingredients than just the flour. There's also honey inside and also oil. So you have three ingredients. So now the shalom is, what's the ikar of the ingredients? We have Yehuda, Rama, Shahakol, Sova, Dub, Shikta. The ikar you want is the honey. And the honey you make a shakol near the varoi. So therefore he holds, even though you have flour, still the gold boss of the ikar. The ikar is honey, you make a shakol. But Allah, we hold like Rav Kana, Rav Kana, Amar, no, Rav Kana, Amar, Bari, Mine, Mizoinis. We make a Bari, Mizoinis. Even though there's more honey and you want the ikar as the honey, still you make a Bari, Mizoinis. Why? Sova, Smi, the ikar. Because the yikr is the flour. Flour is choshev, and that's not bottle. Trash Yomer, Mor Amar Rav Yosef, Kavoset Rav Kana Mestarv. We pass him like Rav Kana. The Rav and Shmuel, the Amar Tavayu, the cloud that Rav and Shmuel said, Kol, any type of a food, Sheyesh Poyim Machamesha Saminim, that has inside it flour from the five grains, from wheat or barley or spelt or rye or oats, is Mavorachin Olav Boromine Mazonis. He always make a Boromine Mazonis on it. His flour is never bottle. Even though we'll see later, other maicholim, you always go bust to the roif of it, or else the ikar purpose you want to eat. That's called the ikar. But by flour, it's not that way. Flour is a chosh of a thing, and that's never bottled. So as long as you have the flour there as a purpose of eating the flour, it makes it more than just taste good. It makes it filling. You always make a baroni mazainis on it. So Taiz at the end says here, the chenotech shkedim, if somebody puts flour into almonds, if you put the flour inside the shkeid and the amid, that you should be satisfied from the flour, then you make a baruni mezainis. Even though the ikur is the amids, but since you're putting flour in the amids, and the flour is there to make you full, to make you, it's a maichum, it's never bottle. Of a chidish, in the dabik, the alma, if you only put flour just to make it stick together, then ain't sort of baruni mezainis. Then you don't have to make it. And that's halacha. Amor, you put flour into substance just to make it stick together, to make it more fluffy. Amor, they put flour into gewilte fish. Amor, they put matzah melon into hamburgers. So it's a question then what bracha you should make really. As if the flour, matzah melon is just put there just to keep the meat together or to make it fluffy, then avada the ikar is the meat, you make a shakol. But let's say you would put the flour inside the hamburger, mamish, to make it fully. You want to have this hamburger with flour. The flour should be eaten like it's like a type of a maiko. Then you make a baroni mezainis on it. But that's the cloud that Rav and Shmuel. Whenever you have wheat flour in there, the purpose of eating this flour to give it a good tamia and it be edible, you always make a baroni mezainis. Magufa, Rav and Shmuel the Amar Tavaya. Rav and Shmuel both said, Kol sheyesh b'yom chamesh saminim. Anything that has inside it from the chamesh saminim, like Tosfos said, you have almonds and you have some flour inside it. You make a baroni mezainis, even though the ikka you're eating the purpose is for the amins, but since the flour is there, not only to give substance, but to be soyed halev, to fill you up, you make a mezainis. More of Yitmanami, Rav Shmuel Yama Tavayat, there's another member from Rav Shmuel. They said like this, Kol Shehu Mechameshes Haminim, Mevorchin Ola Baroni Mezainis. Whichever is from the five mine grains, you make a baroni mezainis. And the five minim is, we said, wheat, flour, wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. So the two members of Rav and Shmuel, either kol sheyeshboi, any type of a food that has inside it flour, or else kol shehu, anything that it itself is from the chamesh minim. So the more tzurich, we need both as members. Yashmina Kol Shehu could only say any grain that is from these five minim, any food you make in Mazinus, have a minim is from the Easter Bainim. Only because you have wheat flour, or you have barley flour, it's the end, then you make a burning Mazinus. Aval Adei Tarubis, let's say you mix this flour into almonds, and you have it Adei Tarubis now, maybe like, maybe then we'd say you eat kavon and eat the almonds, you'd make a burning for eights only. Kamash Mulan Kol Sheyeshbun. That's Rav and Shmuel's second halacha, that as long as you put the flour in the meichel to make the flour soyed halev, to make it filling, even though you eat a purpose to eat almonds, still you make a barmini mezainis on it. Trashy, come. Oh, yes. That's one halacha. Kol sheyeshbi. Anytime you have the flour in the meichel, that the flour makes it a filling. V'yashmina. And if I were here, kol sheyeshbi. Is this halacha? As long as you have chamesh aminim in it, have a mina kol sheyesh by chamesh aminim in. If you have from the five minim grains, then you make a burning mezainis. Avol oires v'deichin. If you have rice, oires we hold is called rice, and deichin is milk, is loy. I would think then you don't make a burning mezainis. Why? Mishum daidei tarubas. Only because it's in a mixture. Like if you have rice and almonds together, then you don't make a burning mezainis. Because daidei tarubas. But if you can have rice by itself, I would think even on rice and milk, you should also make a burning mezainis. Kamash Malon. This is Rav and Shmuel's halacha. We'll soon see we don't pass like this. But Rav and Shmuel says, Kamash Malon, Kol Shehu, Mechamesha Saminim, Hu de Mavorchen Allah burning mezainis. Rav and Shmuel says, the only time you make a burning mezainis, if it's one of these five mini grains. Has to be either wheat or barley or spelt or rye or oats. Lafuki oris v'deichin. Mashen kein rice and milk, since it's not from the chamesh saminim dogim, haflav and shmuel, the afilu isa b'yena, even if you're eating rice by itself, loy mevorach in burning mezoinis. Still you don't make a burning mezoinis. That's Rav and Shmuel's halacha. Factors to halachas. Kol shehu, it has to be from these five and nothing else. And kol sheyeshboi, even if you have these five, you have wheat, flour mixed into other food, mixed into potatoes, and you put the flour in the almanas to be soyed halev to make it filling, then you have to make a burning mezainis. That's just two halachas. So drash yitav komashma and kol shu, the af agav de kule mechad mina, even though it's all from one type of a grain, binat levi mechameshes aminim. What do you make burning mezainis? Only from these five type of grains. V'loi, but if it's not from these five, it's rice or milk, loy mevarchim la burning mezainis. Oriz, so Rashi learns for a kid. Rashi learns Oriz is millet. Doichin is pans, that's rice. So that's Rashi. Taisis says for a kid. Third Taisis. Rashi pirish Oriz mill. The Yesh Meporsh, that's where we hold rice. That Oriz is called rice. Olai Perusha, Yesh the farmer to Doichin haino mill. Then Doichin means millet. We'll soon see it's an afkamina, because we soon pass again that Oriz, you do make a burning mezainis. If you eat cooked rice, you make a burning mezainis. So it's an afkamina what the Oriz is. So the halacha it's brought down, the Mishnah Berurah it's being down from the Maaser Rav, the Gra, is Machriya that we hold, Oriz is called rice. So if you eat rice, we'll soon see you do make a burning mezainis. But millet, you only make a burning adama. Freti Gemara, the Oriz lay mevorachin of burning mezainis, is that true like Rav and Shmuel, that if you eat rice, you do not make a burning mezainis, but Tanya, we're not in a brisa. Hey, vilafon of pas Oriz, somebody brought in front of you a bread made out of wheat, made out of flour from rice. He made rice flour, and he made bread out of it, or else he made bread made out of millet, the flour of millet, is nevorach olav tchila v'soif. You have to make a bracha before you start eating it, and you have to make a bracha after it. So far it's not shver, doesn't say which bracha you have to make. But the braisa says, k'maisa k'deira. It says that this pas of oiris and doichin has the same halacha like a maisa k'deira. A maisa k'deira usually means we had before a type of a cereal made out of the chamesh aminim, like a farina made out of the wheat. The gavi maisa k'deira, and by a type of cereal made from wheat, tanya we learned before, betchila mevorach ol aburim mezoinis, on cereal made from wheat, you make a aburim mezoinis, ol etzayif, and after you finish, you eat a kezayis of it, mevorach ol abracha achas mein shalosh, you make an alamichia. So he has seen off in the bright so that rice and millet, oris, v'deichin, has the same halach like a maisa kadeira. So it's a kashan Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel says, you don't make a burning mezainis. Here it's mashm you do. And for the gemar, the drashi, to maisa kadeira, bracha shemavorchin a maisa kadeira. The same bracha you make on rice is the same bracha like maisa kadeira, shochamesh aminim, a cereal from these five minim. And what's the loss of the mechamish samina? Bruach achas main gimel is before you make a burning mizaynus, and afterwards you make an azrach b'shloi perikim before shlo ala michia. The end of the perik will say that's not ala michia we make. So here it's a kasha, Mavin Shmuel. And the Gemara know the brisa means chemaisa kaderah. It's not true. If you eat a bread made out of rice, it has a loch like a maisa kaderah. Above a like a maisa kaderah, it's not mamish like a maisa kaderah. Chemaisa kaderah has a little bit shaychus to a maisa kaderah. The mevorach and all of tchila v'sayif. You have to make a bracha at the beginning, at the end. You have to make a bracha when you start and when you finish. Above a like a maisa kaderah, it's not mamish like a maisa kaderah. Dilu b'maisa kaderah, because by cereal that's made out of the chamesh samina from wheat, betchila burning mezoynes ulev sayif brachachas min gimel. If you eat mamish a cereal from wheat or barley, you make a burning mezoynes, and when you finish, you made a kizayish, you make an alamichya. Mashenkin dilu hocha, mashenkin here by this bread made out of rice or made out of millet is betchila b'barachol of shakol yevdvaroi. All you make a brach is a shakol. Why a shakol? Because the rice, fish time, if you eat it whole, you make a bar of priyadama, it looks like a priyadama. Mashenki, once you chopped it up, made it into flour, it lost its surah of rice. So mela, now you only make a shakol. As anything that was chopped up and you can't tell what it came from, you make a shakol now. So I call for the four you make, just a shakol, even bar right. Ulib saif, and when you finish eating this bread made out of rice, according to Rav and Shmuel, burn the fosh, Rav Svechasrena, no koma shabara. That's all you have to make is a burn of fashas. So male, that's the way Rav and Shmuel will learn this braisa. As Rav and Shmuel that hold that on wheat, that on rice, and chdeich oriz v'deichin, you do not make a burning in the zaynos. So that the braisa says oriz v'deichin, it is kamaisa gedera. It just means you make a bracha at the beginning, at the end. But what bracha? Rav and Shmuel said it's only a shakol and it's only a burn of fashas, not more. The chiddush is you making a burn of fashas. It's not. We'll see later in the Gemara. Not everything needs a burn of fashas. There's a lot of shittus in the Gemara when you have to make a burn of fashas. We lemais to make a burn of fashas on anything, but in the Gemara there's a lot of different shittus. Exactly what food you have to say. So the chiddush say you have to say a burn of fashas on it. That's the chiddush. So it's not to say not. We'll see later on which food you have to say. It's a big shittus. A lot of different manyam in the Gemara. From the mice we make it on anything. Right. For the Gemara still it's shver. The oyer is lav maisik deir is a truth. How can you say that rice is not called a maisik deir, meaning you don't make a burning mezoinis? So v'otan you have a kasha from another brisa. Elu hein maisik deir. The brisa is explaining what's called like a cereal that you would have to make a burning mezoinis. What's called a maisik deir, a type of cereal made from wheat. Chilka. Chilka Rashi says, Rashi elu hein maisik deir. Rashi lim yibrocha that you make a burning mezoinis on it. Chilka tag yezaros v'yas meforshto v'moed cotton. Yechilkos Rashi Chiti, that's wheat. The metabri, the atisa, you chopped it up in a chopper. Chad latarti, you chopped it up into two. You took the wheat and you chopped it in here, and now you cook this wheat. You make a burning mezoinis. That's called a cereal. That's called chilka. Targis, what targis? Rashi's targis, that's chad latlat. You chopped up the wheat into three parts. Seles, you mamish made into flour. Zoris, the Rashi chad liarba. You chopped up the wheat into four parts, and then you cook this wheat, so that's a cereal, you make a burning mezoinis. The arson, drashi chad l'chomish, you chopped up the wheat into five pieces. The iris, so the rice, the kulor, and rice. If you eat cooked rice, is the loche has a bit of maisa kadera. And on maisa kadera, we make a burning mezoinis. So it's a kasha kulor on Rav and Shmuel. Here you see enough of the rice, the iris is called the mina kadera. And for the Gemara, how many Rabbi Yechon ben Uri? I say this brisa goes according to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. We know there's such a man, the Yom of the Tanya. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri Yomer. Oyrez, his shittur is, Oyrez, right, is mamish min doginu. We don't hold like him either. But he holds Oyrez is mamish like wheat. Has the same halacha like wheat, rice. Melo v'chayoven achimut se chorus. If somebody eats rice on Pesach, according to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, yichayev chorus. Because he holds rice is mamish like chamesh saminim. Who are then if you make matzah out of rice, according to Rav Yechon and Ben Uri, you make mitzvah matzah. And he holds rice is good. Abu Rabbanim like, but the Rabbanim digs from Rav Yechon and Ben Uri, and they hold no that the rice sabat is only from the heiminim. You can either be oyver for chometz or the yotze for matzah, but oyver is not. So the Chori means to say that Rav and Shmuel hold that the Rabbanim, according to Rabbanim, oyver this rice is not a minim zaynus. You don't make a burning mezaynus. For the Gemara of Rabbanan Loi, is that true? If Rabbanan hold, you did not make a burning mezoinis on rice. We are Tanya, another rice. Hakoyis es tachita. Somebody takes raw wheat and chews it, choose it. And Mavorach Ol Bar Pri Adam. If I says wheat is edible, you take it, you can eat it. If you eat raw wheat, you chew it, you make a Bar Pri Adam. Tochno, let's say you chopped it up, you made it into flour. Ofa, you baked it, or bishlo, is a chiddush. Ofa means first you baked it, you made bread. And then you took this piece of bread and you cooked it. Or bishlo, you cooked the bread, so it's gedorim now. Pizman shaprusa kayemes, if the prusa is still kayem, we'll see later on the base exactly what this means. Poshna means it is still a kezayis. If you have a whole piece of bread, that's still a sir of a kezayis, and even though you put it into a pot and cooked it up now, still, v'tchilim avarach alav ha-maitzi lechem in oritz, as long as the bread is still the shear of a kezayis, you have to make a moitzi. At the end, you have to bench on it. In Eina Prusas Kayemis, let's say you took a piece of bread less than a kezayis, and now you cooked it in water, is betchil mabarach alav burim nimazoinis. If you cook a piece of bread less than a kezayis, it becomes now burim nimazoinis. A little bit shaykh has been negated if you make French toast. French toast is a shayla of that's called bishul or not. So if you take a small piece of bread, less than a kezayis, and make French toast out of it, it'll be a question what bracha to make. Maybe you'd have to only make a burning mezonis on it. But usually our French toast has a kezayis. A piece of bread, a piece of challah has a kezayis. So if it still has a kezayis on it, it still retains its brachas, moitzi, and benching. But if it's less than a kezayis, ain prusa kayemis, then mitchil you make a burning mezonis, or the b'sayim baruch olehel bracha achas mien gimel. At the end, you only have to make an alamichya. Okay, since you cooked the bread, the piece that's less than a kezayis, it loses its chashivas of bread, and it becomes like cake. You make a mezainis and alamich. That's by wheat. Now, Brisa says, HaKoysis says, Oiriz, let's say somebody chews up this rice, is Mavarach Olav Bar Pri Adam. Rice, you make a Bar Pri Adam. Tochnoi, you made wheat, you made flour out of it. Ofo, you baked it, you made a bread out of it. Obishloi, and then you went ahead and cooked this rice bread, is afal pi shaprusas kayemes, even though there's a kezayis here of the bread, betchil at the beginning mevorech olav berim nimezaynis. You make a berim nimezaynis on this rice bread. So this is the kash and rav and shmuel. You see claw that on rice bread you make a berim nimezaynis, not a shakel. Ulipsoif, and when after you finish eating this rice bread that was cooked, mevorech olav brach hachas mein sholish. You only make an alamichya. Is the churamani, who does this rice go like? If this brisa says by oiris that was cooked, you only make a burmini mezoinis. If it goes from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, for the Gemara, the Omar oiris mindogin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that rice is mamish the same halacha like wheat. Abazoi hamoitzel lechem in oritz v'shalos brachas boy bruchi. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, his shittur is oiris rice is mamish just like wheat. He holds you can be yaitz matz on Pesach with it. So abazoi, if you made a bread out of rice, you make a maitzi. Now, if you cook this piece of bread, if it has a kezayis, it should also be a maitzi, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So how does this rice say you only make a burning mezonis? Elo lav rabbonin hi. Hello, my avad, this rice has to go according to the rabbonin. So you see, even according to the rabbonin, if you eat rice, you make a burning mezonis. Or to yufta, the rabbi shmul to yufta. It's not kishlag and rabbi shmul, and that's the way we pass him, that if you eat cooked rice, that's cooked well, that the rice on this dapkus zela zed is cooked, good cooking, then you make a baroni mezainis on rice. But that's only for the bracha rishayna. For the bracha achrayna is only the baroni poshis. His rice is the middle of dora. As we hold, rice is not like the chameshes amina mamish. Like about you can't be yaisa matzah and pesach from rice. Just that rice is mazen, fills you up, so therefore you make a baroni mezainis on it. But at the end, you only make a baroni poshis. Like we'll soon slay the maskona. Versus the chloe there. But this is not kishlag and rabin shmuel. Rice has its halacha. But the Gemara only says it by oiris. Avada doichin, you still only make a shakel on doichin. So that's why it's very nageya what it is. That's why he says it. Yuf to the rabin shmuel. But oiris, we only shlug them up by rice. Avala doichin, milt, loyevet yufte, it's not a kasha to rabin shmuel. The yeshid av yechas a kabosim, a borchanel, a burning mezainis. So tell your souls, by milt, you would only make a shakel, you would not make a burning mezainis. The male is very nageya, what is rice, what is erz, and what is doichin. But that's what the Gruah says. Allah, we hold that erz is called rice, and doichin is called milk. Therefore, on cooked rice, we make a burning mezoinis, afterwards a burning foshas, mashenken by millet, you only make a shakal. Right. Omamar, hakoisis as achites, somebody chews wheat, mevorachol abarfi adam. For the more of a tanya, another price that says, boiri mine zroyim, if you don't make stam a pri adam, you make a new bracha. Borimine is roim, different type of roim. The more like Kasha. Or Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbonin. Just like we have in the Mishnah, of Yehudi Shitzris, you have to make special brachas on every type of Zroyim and Yerokas. It's not, we're not in the Mishnah. Well, how Yerokas say in the Bar Pri Adama, that's the Rabbonim hold. We have Yehudi Waimah, Bar Yemin and Dishoyim. If you don't know, on this type of vegetable, you make Bar Yemin and Dishoyim. On Kitnias, you make Bar Yemin and Zroyim. So according to Yehudi, you have special brachas. But Allah, we hold at the Tanakhama, we always only make a Bar Pri Adama. Omamar, HaKoyse Sesolus. If somebody chews rice, mevarach olav bar pri adam. You chew the raw rice before it's cooked, you want to make a bar pri adam. Tochnoi, let's say you made flour out of it, ofo and you baked it, ubishloi, and now you went and cooked up this rice, is afa pish shafrusus kayemis, even if you have a big piece of this rice bread, betchila mevarach olav bar pri adam, in the beginning you make a bar pri adam, olav soif, and at the end, bruach achas mein sholosh. That's what the first rice sold. We'll soon see we don't pass like this. But they hold even by rice, you also make an alamichya when you finish eating rice. For the Gemara Kasha Vatanya, learned another rice sold at Seif Leiklum, that when you finish eating rice, cooked rice or rice bread here, you make only a burn of Leiklum means only a burn of fashion. Leiklum just means you don't make an alamichya. Trashi Vleiklum Kleimer, Ein Toyin Mibarechas Mibirchas Teres Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to make a special like Alayz for a praise of Lamichia. Elaburin of Fosh Rabbis. Kechol needed less than Meshiva Saminim. Like we owed anything eat that's not from the Shiva Saminim, if you eat a Kazayas of it at the end, you have to make a burn of Foshes. So it just means if you eat this rice, Vulay Klum just means you don't have to make an Alamichia, you just make a burn of Foshes. So Kurt Sestiro, what broth could you make after you get finished eating the rice? Omer Shesh is like Kashi, there's no Sestiro. Horab Gamliel v'Horabon. I'll tell you two different shittas. The one that says you make main sholosh, you make an alamichi, goes according to Gamliel shita, and the bryce that says v'lay klum only a burn of fushes, like we hold when he gets finished eating rice, you only make a burn of fushes, that goes according to Rabbon. What's the machlokes of Gamliel and Rabbonin? Titania, zeha klal kol shumi shiva saminim, any type of a shiva saminim, a chiddush of Gamliel loymeh sholosh brochus. You have to bench if you eat olives or you eat grapes or you eat dates. Figs, you have to bench your control on Gamliel. That's his shita. And the post says Mechalta Bezavot of Rachtam, and the post before that says the Zayin Hashiva Saminim, he owes all Shiva Saminim you have to bench. So Rachom and Moimrim know, Rachasachas Mein Sholosh. On regular Shiva Saminim, we just make either an Alamichia or else we make Alayz for creates. We just make one Bracha. We don't have to bench on it. So the Mora Maisa, Rav Gamliel of Yaskain, and Shayim Suvim, Baaliyah Birichoy. They were eating on the attic in our Yerichoy, they were eating. They brought in front of them date teeth. Adrashi Kosevis Hain Tomorrow. That's dates. And this type of dates, Vahim Dvash, Homa Bishiva Saminim, Shah Dvash Zav Matsvor. When we say Eretz Zav as Cholov Dvash, the Dvash here doesn't mean the honey itself. It means the dates. Now from the dates come out the honey. Adrashi, they gave dates teeth. That's the Dvash the Torah means. The Yoko, everybody had a nice piece of dates. After they got finished eating just the dates, Venosan Gamliel Rishus of Akiva Lavorach. So Gamliel left your Akiva to bench, because according to Gamliel, if you eat the Shiva Saminim, you have to bench. So he gave Rishus of Akiva, you go bench, be mighty, everybody were benching. Kofatz, what did the Akiva do? He jumped, Obarach, and he benched. Obarach of Akiva, Baruch Achas Men Sholish. All he made is just a light spell, pre eights. He got finished eating dates like we do, he only made a light spell, pre eights. Omer Gamliel, I'm going to leave it told back to him. Akiva, ad mosay at the machnas roishcha ben amachlekis. What's that? What you put in your head between the machlekis? You know, my shit is you have to bench. And I gave you a shus. I thought you're going to bench for everybody. How come you're not late? Omalek. So Akiva answered back. Omalek Rabbeinu. So back to his Rabbi of Gamliel. Ah, fapi shato mekay. Even though you say you have to bench three brachas. Lechaverchu aimim and the rabbanon say. About kocham aimim came. The chum say no. You only have to make an aleis for 3 8. The Maratona Rabbeinu, you yourself taught me. Yochid v'rabim, that there's a machlokes one, can they get a rabim? Halacha k'rabim. So now it's a machlokes, you Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim, what bracha do you make on the Shiva Saminim if ye dates or figs or pomegranates? I should hold that to Chachamim. You only make an alayis while it creates. So Oma, that's what Rabbi Kiv answered back. Oma Mishmoy, Rabbi Yehuda, Tamar, Rabbi Yehuda, Oma Mishmoy, Rabbi Yehuda said over Drashi, Mishmoy, Mishmoy, Rav Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda said over the name of Rav Gamliel, that kol shum is Shiva Saminim. Anything from the Shiva Saminim, dates, figs, pomegranates, for light min dogin, like these things, is not from the wheat and the barley, because that's also part of the sugar semidim. That means the five fruits, the grapes, the olive, the dates, the figs, the pomegranates. Yeah? Who? Oi, or else. Min dogin, or else it's mamish wheat, it's flour. Avloyasa pas. You did not make pas. As you stand one eat wheat the way it is. You didn't make bread out of it. Or else it's a maitha kadeva could be. You make cereal out of it. Now that's where the samachloik is. Rav Gamliel loy meshalosh brochas. Rav Gamliel says, his shita is if you eat dates or figs or grapes, or else cereal, you have to bench. Three brochas. The Chacham say no. Brochas achas. You only make one brocha in alamichia. Or if you eat cereal, or else if you eat these shiva saminim, you make an alayt svelpreitz. If you eat grapes or dates or figs, you make an alayt svelpreitz. Only one brocha. That's what's not like. Now, kol she'enoi, any type of a fruit like apples, that's loy mishiva saminim. It's not from the shiva saminim, apples or oranges. For loy min dogin, it's not a type of a grain.
It's not from the shiva saminim. It's not a pre from the shiva saminim like an apple, or else it's not a dogon from. It's not from the heimine dogim, like kagoyin pas oiris v'derchin, like bread that's made from rice or from milk. So Gemul says brachachas min shalosh. She'll still have to make an alamichy on this. V'chom nechom nesei v'loy klum. Have to make any bracha. Mean to say we'll soon see v'loy klum. You don't have to make an alamichy. That's for sure not. Since it's not from the heiminim, it's not zayin. You do not have to make an alamichy. That's called v'loy klum. All right, turn over, continue on the other side. Wait till you end the tape and turn over, continue on.